Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting back to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. With that, we're continuing with our 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock agenda item, and let's start in with Constituent Services Department, please.
Morning, Chair Holton and the board. My name is Aaron Williams, Director of Constituent Services. I'm here today to go over the FY 26 budget workshop number one. I have a PowerPoint, but I'm trying to see if it's going to load up.
We'll see how powerful it is.
There you go.
There you go.
So in this PowerPoint, I'm going to go over the background, the goal of the department, highlight the accomplishments of FY 25, discuss objectives of FY 26, go over our A budget personnel, highlight proposals, go over B budget operating expenditures, discuss new software, and then I'll conclude.
All right.
So the Constituent Services Department manages requests and concerns from the public. We provide information and assistance to constituents, as well as we do research for the county. We work closely with elected officials, department heads, advocacy groups, as well as community partners. We process and respond to public records requests. We hold advisory committees and work with the State House when it comes to coordinating and tracking legislative bills. We do a lot of community events, outreach programs, as well as manage county media relations and create the budget book, which we do in correspondence with the clerk's office. The goals of the Constituent Services Department, from a high-level perspective, is to inform the public, provide transparency on behalf of the county, make stronger connections with outside agencies and cities, as well as engage with more rural areas within the county. Out on this list, there's a high-level list of different accomplishments that we've conducted in FY25. So you can go through and read them. I'll speak to some of them. One of them that was a huge thing that I noticed when initially getting here was the APA Ordinance Act. And so when that was pushed through from the state, I realized that there was a lot of complex information and material in that. And so our goal, the Constituent Services Department, was trying to come up with creative ways to inform the public of how this is going to impact them and which different avenues they could take with it. And so in that, we started creating new tools that haven't been used here at the county before. And so here we created a kind of like an APA story map. I'm going to see if it loads up. Just show an example. How do I show on that screen? It's on my monitor here.
Get out of your PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah.
And then just to extend it, sort of drag this.
Here we go.
So this is a tool that we've been utilizing for different complex ordinances. And with ordinances, it's, as I said, a lot of complex information. And so in that, it kind of gave a high-level overview of an introduction of what it is, the criteria, broke it down. So constituents aren't having to go to the actual law and try to decipher it and try to interpret it. It just straight outlines it based off what we did our research on. And then from there, it goes into an interactive APA parcel map that we worked with DSD and the assessor's office to develop. And so if you're a constituent and you were concerned or you wanted to see if your property qualified for it, you could zoom in and play around and see like, oh, okay, in the green, yeah, I qualify for this and maybe this is something that I should keep on tracking. It goes further down where it reviews the process and then enrollment duration, early termination, kind of the high level points that was discussed in the bill. And then it gives the constituents an opportunity to learn more about the ordinance and see the specific ordinance themselves. And so these are different creative tools that the Constituent Services Department have been going down the avenue of utilizing to just better inform the public and spreading information. All right, let's get back to the slideshow. So some objectives for FY 26 for the Constituent Services Department. Really, I found that developing a county podcast, that's on one of my radars because there's a lot of complex information that goes on with the county. And I realized that tracking a lot of the podcasts that are currently going on in the Treasure Valley, constituents enjoy it. Rick was just on a podcast the other day, and so I realized that there's some grassroots efforts that we can utilize with that. We're also working on revitalizing the website, and so we're continuing to push our efforts down that avenue and keep on going, working with our elected officials to show them and just progress forward. Working with the clerk's office again this year to finalize the FY 26 budget book and get that going so constituents can be more informed about the budget process and understand everything that goes into coming up with the different dollars and how they get allocated. Community pop-up town hall events. We're looking at doing more of these to get more involved with the rural community and understand their different problems and concerns. Grow social media accounts to gather more audience. Develop informative short videos, how-to videos. We met earlier last last year to discuss, okay, what are some different avenues we could use with this? Engage with more rural areas, and then our continued work on the county impact fees. So in our A budget, this is going down into the numbers now, personnel budget. Currently, we have three funded for fiscal year 2024-2025. We have the Constituent Services Director, Communication Specialist, PCN 766, and then the Part-Time Economic Development Coordinator. So proposals for reclassification, we have the Part-Time Economic Development Coordinator. Currently, we have $20,000 budgeted in part-time work. And so in that, I'm requesting an increase of $15,000. We're not having to pay for benefits due to the fact that he's a part-time position. And so that'll put us at $35,000 rather than the $20,000 that was saw last year. And then I'll hand it over to Greg.
Okay, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, Clerk, Director Williams. Working with the Director Danner and HR, I'm just kind of throw it out there. We did a top-to-bottom look to your directors on the salaries and where they should be. There's three directors that stood out. I'm going to focus on this one at this point in this budget. And Director Danner does endorse this as far as narrative goes. But the current salary of the director, I know this is always kind of awkward to talk about salaries and accomplishments and things. We're looking with the director in front of us. But currently, Director Williams is at $91,246. And if you look in the budget request, it shows zero. But I want to present this to, before we put it in the request on the budget. What Director Danner and I actually propose is to move this director to $98,968. So with the salary and the benefits, it's a difference of $9,320. The reason why we looked through a narrative and change on this is back in June of 2023, we renamed the department under the board from basically a PIO of one to a constituent services department, and we rebooted that to have a lot more services involved. So a lot of things that actually Director Williams has taken on, not only does he direct 2.5 positions now within constituent services, including himself, some of the things that Director Williams actually brought into this department, which has merit and value to it, is the reestablishment of county impact fees. Now he's working with Tischler Bice and engaging to look at those impact fees and what they look like. Reestablishment of the DIFAC committee and the bylaws. He rebooted that from ground up because it was non-existent when he started in this position. He also participates in the ambulance district and the impact and levy assistance. That's kind of in other duties assigned, but he does help Chief Stoll out there in the ambulance district. Overseeing communications specialist position and all the social media and the footprint of Canyon County and keeping the community apprised of the events and the news. Now we've moved recently, create a new part-time development coordinator position as a part-time to handle 602 NNs in partnership between the board and the assessor's office. And that's a new duty, and we're gonna have to revamp the job description as well to reflect a lot of this. The public records request tracking. I will tell you the public records requests come into the county. You've heard me say this multiple times. They're weaponized and the numbers are growing. And we crunch out a lot of public records requests out of the county, which Director Williams oversees that, working with legal. He also works with legislative involvement, providing progress reports to the commissioners. We never had that before. On any bills, anything that's come before legislation at the State House, keeps all of us apprised of those moving pieces. More involved in the community engagement and coordination. And then media contact. He's a media contact for all the public side of things and the commissioners and the county. So he does talk with the media and be a mouthpiece there and does a really good job with that. Press releases, any draft of press releases. I think it's really well done internally and externally. He's actually introduced more internal press releases to keep the county apprised of information that's happening. Again, the social media footprint, and then he's currently championing the website rebuild project for 2026, and that's within IT and myself of getting that, and there's a lot of moving pieces with that. That's a year effort on that, and we're not proposing a grade change. This is just within the same grade, just moving it to midpoint, and that's with those numbers. So I think all the other duties is a sign that we're throwing on top of this director, and it's blossoming. And I think if you remember me saying when we created this department and changed it, we really didn't know what that would look like. And we're going to build this out. And I think Director Williams has done a really good job building this thing out to provide value. So,
Chairman, May I comment on that? I think it would be important to remember the West Valley Humane Society responsibilities that you've taken on and the liaison with the public. You've done a tremendous job working with municipalities within Canyon County. I've never known you not to accept an assignment with a smile, very willingly, with a lot of competence driving that. In regards to some of that outreach effort for the APA and different things, your background does include history with Ada County in a capacity as, I don't know if it's a long-range planner, you know your resume more than I do, but it's extensive. I am a huge proponent of higher education and recognizing those certifications. You have a very diverse and very well-rounded background that includes some of the trades. It includes you're currently working on a PhD. All those things are really important, and the caliber of candidates, of a candidate that we were able to recruit. I appreciate you putting his accomplishments on the record. Thank you for the good job that you did in presenting this presentation. It's always been very professional and at a high level that the Board of County Commissioners can be proud of to have you serving as their community relations. I've been privileged to go to a number of community events where you are present and you are very interactive with city leadership and the constituents to just bring attention to local government. And it's been a huge asset to have you involved in providing recap on the legislative issues that are coming before the board. So just wanted to highlight that. Thank you for the work that you're doing. I appreciate it. I know the board does too.
Your Honor, Commissioner Van Beek, I appreciate that.
I agree with what you said. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Mr. Chair, I've just thrown that out there as a recommendation in through the request process to wonder if we can actually add that to the request of constituent services.
I'm in favor.
I am too. I have it written down here at the bottom, so let's reissue this page for today with those changes. Anything else?
Chairman?
Yes.
When you state on the record, I know that the record's reflecting the adjustments, but we're just in the requested budget phase, so we just on the fly, Sarah and Kyle are updating that data into
perfect
our requested budget. Aaron did? Yeah. Okay, so it's already in there.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
You guys are just that fast.
But even if you were, if something were to change in a presentation from what's on the record and you state to put something in, even if you were to state your opposition to something, it would still be reflected in the requested budget phase. So I just want for the record to be like, no, we're not being obstinate. We're just letting the requested budget reflect what has been requested.
Right.
Knowing that we're going to have follow-up meetings and then that will reflect some of your feedback that will inform the budget process moving forward.
All right, we're good.
Geraldton, Board, I'll continue the presentation.
Okay.
The budget operating expenditures. So our line items are similar to fiscal year 25, but from a high level overview, I wanted to go over to some new ones that are popped up. Last year, FY 25, we didn't purchase the Just FOIA public records request due to the fact that the PA was leaving out of Kenyon County and we got a new PA coming in. And so I've been coordinating with IT and we've been working with legal to get them up to speed on the Just FOIA software and include that and make sure this is something that they're in line with. So we're working on those efforts behind the scenes. And so that's one of the reasons why we didn't purchase it. So it's in my request this year to include the Just FOIA software to, as we progress forward in getting that purchase, to make sure the PA is on board and everything like that. Greg, did you want to add anything along those lines?
No, Mr. Chair, I was just going to say we're in the midst of work of legal to see what the value and vet it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Software for push notifications and newsletters. Last year, I came up to you with a request of, I think it was around $10,000 for just two separate softwares that would do push notifications and another one for text notifications. I did some more due diligence and research, and I found software for $700 for the year, and it kind of does all that in the one area. And so we started actually utilizing it as a tool, and so this year it's part of my request to continue to utilize that software to just push out that information when it comes to design and everything like that. We have a Canva account that's included in that too. I noticed that in the past, Joe Decker, he's the PIO for the Sheriff's Office, he's been paying for it out of his own pocket, and so I realized that the county is utilizing this Canva account, and so I'm taking on that burden and including it in my request, because IT, I do, Sheriff, Bunny, we all utilize this software to create content when it comes to social media or even invitations and stuff that's online.
Okay.
Parking, this is a new line item. I noticed FY25, whenever I would go to the State House and coordinate those efforts, I would have to pay for parking. And so I included in my request a $150 expense to cover parking when I have to go downtown or to the State House to just better smooth the process, and then potentially looking at getting a parking permit so I can just go to one spot and then call it that. Don't have to worry about the receipts and everything. Association dues, there's an uptick here. Last year we had $250 in that line item. This year I'm requesting $1,500. And the reason for this request is because it's going to cover the chamber events. I've been asked to go to Caldwell Chamber, Nampa Chamber, and those are pretty much the chambers that I've been interacting with. Attendance of these events helps ensure that the board stays informed about current discussions and trends within the development community, as well as when we're getting this new position, the economic development coordinator. This would be a good tool for him to utilize too when he's going to these chambers events, just boots on the ground to have conversations and learn what's going on in the community. Uniforms, I'm asking $550 being requested for county branded shirts and jackets. The reason why I put this request in is because I feel like it's part of just being professional when I'm engaging with the constituents and the public. When we go into a room, I want people to say, hey, that's Canyon County. They're professional and they know what they're talking about, and we can just look at them as a resource. And so in that, I'm wearing a county branded shirt right now. And so it just adds another professionalism standard to it. And as I said, ride for the brand. So if we're going to wear it, show off and let people understand that we're Canyon County and we're here. Professional consultant, this is a line item that we had last year in FY25, $85,000 requested. It's carrying over to this year, but after learning from the clerk, it doesn't necessarily carry over, so I have to request it again. And so in that, I'm requesting the difference. $43,000 has been spent so far on the contract with Tischler Weiss for our impact fee study. And so we're completing phase 1.5 of the study, where we got the metrics of growth, populations, and projections. Now we're focused on solidifying the capital improvements plan and putting a price point to that, coordinating with all the other offices. And this is kind of the pinch point we're at right now, but we're getting through and one thing after the other.
Okay.
So, summary, high level of what I discussed today. I gave a background of the department. I discussed the A budget, the part-time economic development coordinator and the request with that, and then Greg talked about the director reclassification. And then I also discussed the B budget, went over the FOIA software, why we didn't purchase it last year, and what we're looking to do this year. And then I discussed high-level new line items that I'm requesting for. I'll stand for any questions.
Chief?
Mr. Chair, so Director Williams, the service, actually the software, you said you have Canva and...
Yeah.
The notifications for $700?
Mm-hmm. Well, Canva's $200, and then the notifications is $700.
Okay. I was wondering, could we actually move the $900 to service contracts, since it's been purchased, more of an ongoing, and then leave the Just FOIA in the software line?
That's a good point.
You know, they're small amounts, but at least establishes the ongoing cost for service contracts. Would that be okay?
Sure.
I'd like that.
Agree.
Chairman, I have another question for the director.
Yes.
I understand your need to have a dedicated parking, and I have a student going to Boise State that parked in a garage on 9th Street, and that was $150 a month. And so I don't know if or what research you did on that. I mean, if you're metered parking, you're going to be turning in receipts because there's no way to save those. So I want to make sure that you don't overrun that line. I don't want to speak for you. I know you're well researched, but if you wanted a dedicated spot for that, that's probably a different cost than the $150 for the year. But you tell me what you're looking at.
Thank you, Commissioner Van Beek. I actually had some buddies down at the State House, and they were giving me some different interest points of locations where I can park along near the State House that are
okay
around that charge for the year. And so figuring utilizing that, and if that doesn't fall through, then going back to the meters and trying to find a parking space that way.
Gotcha.
Trying to find the cheapest route when it came to just parking itself, because I do realize the taxpayer dollars and whatnot.
Right.
So it's just a balance that I'm trying to strike.
No, I appreciate that. And it's just not cheap to park in Boise. And if you're going to be in the State House area or any of that Grove downtown, it is super expensive. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the clarification. Yeah.
Anything else?
Chairman.
Yes.
Just the clarification, removing the 900, the both, the 7, and the 200. Does that work? Okay.
Yes. That works.
Thank you.
See, when you answer all the questions in a presentation, there's very little follow-up.
Great job.
Great job. Anything else for constituent services? All right, thanks, Aaron. Move on to commissioners then.
Getting a quick break in the.
Yep.
Yes.
Let's take a couple minute break so we can.